Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, while we wait for Harry and Meghan to release a second episode of their $25 million Spotify podcast, it's been nearly a year now. Another member of the royal family is showing that it's not that hard to find a few minutes to bang out an episode. William appears on a special Christmas episode of Apple Fitness Plus's Time to Walk series, encouraging people to take some time out and walk for their mental health over the holidays. People reports that William approached Apple to take part as he was impressed with Time to Walk and how it coincided with his efforts to promote better mental health and well-being. Prince William's walk takes him through the Queen's Sandringham Estate in Norfolk from Sandringham House past St. Mary Magdalene Church and eventually in Anmer, where William and his wife Kate Middleton have a country home. During the episode, the royal talks about the importance of keeping mentally fit, reflects on a lighthearted moment when he was drawn out of his comfort zone, the value of listening as a way to empower others, and an experience that led him to prioritize mental health. Prince William also chooses three of his favorite songs and explains why they are important to him. William said via Instagram, "Walking has been a feature of my life during the good times and the bad, come rain or shine. For me, it provides an opportunity to clear my mind and gain some perspective. It's a key part of how I manage my mental health. It can be a very sociable exercise or a moment of complete calm and isolation. In the hope of inspiring a few other people to get active and take some extra time for their own mental health, I wanted to share a few of my stories and favorite songs with you in an episode of Time to Walk. This experience means even more to me knowing that three great mental health charities at Give USA Shout Insta, at Crisis Text Line, and at Life in Australia will be receiving donations to help continue the important work they're doing to provide 24/7 support to those in need. No word yet on if Harry and Meghan plan to hit the studio themselves. George, Charlotte, and Louis like visiting Granny. No, not that Granny, the other one. Carol Middleton told The Telegraph she likes to have as many trees around the house as possible, including one in each of the grandchildren's rooms so they can decorate it themselves. The future king's grandmother is said to have then taken a long pause before admitting, "That makes me sound as though I live in a mansion, doesn't it? No, that would be ridiculous." Via the Mirror, royal expert Duncan Larcombe has said the Wills and Kate will want their children to feel normal and won't be lavishing them with expensive gifts. I think we're looking at three Christmases rolled into one for William and Kate and their children. There will be Christmas on their own with the kids, the more formal celebrations at Sandringham with William's family, and then time with Kate's family, the Middletons. But something we know for sure about William and Kate is that they want their children to feel normal, and so they certainly won't be lavishing them with expensive gifts, that's for certain. They won't let them be spoiled. We've also learned what George's favorite dish is via TV chef Aldo Zilli. Aldo told Female, "William's amazing. I'm waiting for the call because apparently his little boy's favorite is spaghetti carbonara. So I'm waiting for the call to go and cook it for him. If George has my carbonara, he will never have another one, so I need to go and make it. Let's get the ball rolling and send me to the palace to cook." On the other hand, Kate once revealed Charlotte's favorite. She likes olives. As for Granny, the famous one with the mansions, Gordon Rayner, former royal correspondent for The Telegraph, said, "As one of her staff told me, if she said she had a favorite meal, she would never get served anything else." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Harry made some headlines about the joys of quitting. Harry was speaking at an event and said, "I've actually discovered recently that a lot of the job resignations you mentioned aren't all bad. In fact, it is a sign that with self-awareness comes the need for change. Many people around the world have been stuck in jobs that didn't bring them joy, and now they're putting their mental health and happiness first. This is something to be celebrated. While on the surface it looks like these last couple of years brought all these issues to the foreground, the reality is these struggles and issues have been brewing for quite some time. We're just at the beginning of the mental health awakening." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.